This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has expressed solidarity with the people of Myanmar after restrictions on demonstrations and said its requests to meet deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi were denied. State Department spokesman Ned Price on Monday said the United States stands with the people of Burma. He used Myanmar's former name and supports their right to assemble peacefully, including to protest peacefully in support of the democratically elected government. Popular demonstrations against Myanmar's military regime were held for the third consecutive day Monday. It's exactly 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. On Monday, civil servants, railway employees, teachers, and other workers in other sectors began a nationwide strike. Tens of thousands of people jammed the streets of many of Myanmar's major cities. They held signs saying, "Save Myanmar," and "We want democracy," as well as photographs of Suu Kyi. The military takeover in Myanmar began last Monday. With the detention of Suu Kyi and other senior government officials, Suu Kyi remains under house arrest. The Myanmar military said its state of emergency, set to last 1 year, is necessary because the democratic government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections. Those elections were overwhelmingly won by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. Suu Kyi faces charges of illegally importing and using 6 unregistered walkie-talkie radios found in a search of her home. Myanmar, also known as Burma, has long struggled between civilian and military rule. Last week's military takeover interrupted a decade of democracy. More on this story is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.